Guten Moed. This past week was Daf Chof Gimel in Maseches Pesachim. It's one big sugya over here, and we just want to try to hold things together. Quickly remind us how the sugya starts. The sugya starts discussing specifically chometz, but we'll see that it's really a general issue. The question is, the iser hanoh that you have by chometz, what's the source? The psukim only say a loshon achila. So what's the source of the iser hanoh? They can't derive pleasure from hanoh from chometz also. So this was, we started machlekes amiroim the gemara Chizkiya and Rabbi Avo. Chizkiya tells us, right, this is back in Chafal from Beis, lo yeyochel chometz. From the usage of the word yeyochel that the Torah said uses over here, other than loyseichel chometz, or a more simpler term, then Chizkiya understands that to mean lo yeheboy heter achilu. Like Rashi explains, that we're really asking something other than achilat. You can't do something which will even bring eventually to achila through the chometz itself. It'll bring you money, and you can't do that either. And that's how we know there's nisah hanoh. Right, we'll see any more a little bit later on as we learn the sugya. You will see that doesn't necessarily start from right over here. But at this point in the Gemara, that's what it looks like, that the usage of the word lo yeyochel. And it's important to note that, therefore, other places where it says lo yeyochel also, according to Chizkiya, that will mean an iser hanoh. And therefore, certain places in the Gemara, when the Gemara asks a kasha from a halacha, at the pasuk says lo yeyochel, and the din is that it's mutar b'hanoh, those places, the Gemara's kasha, is not only on Rabbi Avo, but it's a kasha on Chizkiya also. That's Chizkiya Shita. And since by chometz it says, lo yeyochel, that's how we know the iser hanoh. The Gemara tells us that Chizkiya argues on Rabbi Avo. Rabbi Avo has a rule called Mokum Shnemer Lo Yoichel, all different Lashanis, almost all different kinds of Lashanis, like we mentioned last time. The Tesis talks about it, that pretty much all Lashanis of Achila is Echad Isser Achila of Echad Isser Hano B'mashma. That when the Torah tells us Loshna Achila, the Torah really is referring to a general Isser Hano. Actually, Fadl Chakosov, until the Torah specifies a heter hano, we have to assume that the Loshna Achila is coming to answer not only Achila, but even hano. Now, the Cheshbonis is a little important because the Gemara later on by us comes back to the Cheshbonis. So let's remind ourselves over here that Rabbi Avo seems to be saying that The source of this, how do I know that when Torah uses a Loshon Achila, it really means to answer Hano until the Torah specifically gives a head to Hano? So the Gemara over here, Kedersh Paral Chakasav B'Nevela, that because by Nevela we find like that. The Torah says Loshon Rasechal Kon Nevela, and the Torah continues, and the Torah says, Lager Sheb Shurechat Nenav Acholo Imoch Lenochi, the Torah talks about having hano, one may give it, sell it to goy, to a ger. Why is it necessary for the Torah to give a heter on the hano? The Torah only said lo yisoichal kol nevelim. So that would act as a source to say that actually, when the Torah says lo yisoichal, included in lo yisoichal would have been an iser hano. And that's why it's necessary for the Torah to specify over here that in this situation, Zot the Torah, The lo seichel is limited to achila, and that's what the Torah tells us. Lagere Hashem shereichel. The Torah gives us the heter hano. Now, as the Gemara continues, the Gemara tells us that the truth is that this, whether nevela, could act as the source for this that Rabbi Avoh knows, that komakom, that it says loshen achila refers to issa hano, is actually totally in machlekes tanoim. The Gemara brings a braisa right over here. Machlekes Rebbeir and Rabbi Yehuda, as far as what kind of heter hano do we have when the Torah talks about selling it, giving it to a goy and to an ochri? So loshen the pasuk happens to relate, talks about matana to a ger and mechira, a sale to an ochri. That's how the Torah in simple seems to be saying. And as machlekes the Meir and Yehuda, whether it's dvorim kechsavim, which Rabbi Yehuda's shita is, that the truth is that the heter hano is really limited. You can only do it in the way that the Torah specified, matana to a ger and mechira to an achri. And Rabbi Meir holds that he has his basis, and he learns that no, the truth is that these two kind of transactions really goes on both, and therefore what really amounts from this pasuk according to Rabbi Meir is a unrestricted hano. According to you, you have a restricted hano. So this that we just mentioned before, that this will act as a source, that the Loshon Achila is the heter hano, Loshon Achila is the issa hano, according to Rav Meir, you have that raya, because at the end of the day, the Torah is writing Mechira and Matona really to give a heter hano. That's what we end up having. So why is it necessary if the Loshon Achila was only an Isser Achila? Say, Elamai, you have that right. So Rabbi Avoh, this at the beginning where Rabbi Avoh seems to be saying that it comes from the Vela, is good according to Rabbi Meir. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the Gemara tells us, the truth is you wouldn't be able to see it from over here, because according to Rabbi, you really have a limited heter hano. And therefore, as far as we're concerned, maybe the truth is that the Torah, when it first says "Leisecha kol nevela," means that you can't eat it. And the Torah continues. Maybe the Torah means now to aser hano other than in this specific way the dvarim kechsavim. And therefore, the Gemara says that according to Rabbi Yehuda, there is a different source that will know that the Loshon Achila refers to Issa Hano. So Rav Avoh holds that according to everyone, the Loshon Achila is an Issa Hano. But what the source to that is a Machlekes Rav Yehuda and Rav Meir. And the Gemara tells us that according to Rav Yehuda, the way he knows that when the Torah says Loshon Achila without any other specifications, it's an Issa Hano, it's from Treifu. Pasuk says, "Ubos basol de Treifu leisechelu, vakelat hashlich neisoi." The Gemara discussed last time. The Rashi, the Gemara learned from the word oisoi, vakelat hashlich neisoi, that the vakelat hashlich neisoi is the Torah is telling us the hano. One may have hano from it over here. And it's meduik from over here that dafka treifa is mutter, but other places where it says a loshon achila, it will be aser. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, the word oisai is the source that any other place where it says achila, and achila is an iser hano. Now the Hemshech Gemara is important for us. Back on Chav Beis. The Gemara over here told us, just making the calculations, the Gemara said that the word oisai is an extra word, like hev tashlich an oisai. It's coming to, it refers to this that the heter hano is dafke here. You could give it to the dog only over here, but someplace else you couldn't give it to the dog. I mean, you couldn't derive pleasure from it. What's that other place? So we just mentioned, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that's Shari Surin. And that acts as the basis to the Loshon Achila, according to Rabbi Avohu, which is Nisr Hano. Now, the question is, according to Rabbi Meir, what does he do with that? Rabbi Meir, we said already, knows that from the Vela. Right, so that's what the Gemara over here says. Rabbi Meir, oi sata mashal lekelav, yata mashlich lekelav chun shenishkluv azorim. As Vashi explains, that there is a reference to such a kind of iser in the pasuk of by treifo, uvasa basode. We learn from over there that vasa, which is yotza chusl mechitzase, in different eifanim. The din is that if basar is brought into an area where it's not supposed to be, on that it says leisechelum. So the Gemara says that the deek that we can make over here, that there's a heter hanoah here, but another place there will be no heter hanoah. Misa hanoah is referring to chul shenishchetu bazorim. That's what it says. V'meir oisei yata mashlech. Kelev yata mashlech. Kelev chulin shenishchetu ba'azorim. Chulin, that's an animal which is not kolchim. Chulin, not supposed to come into the Beis HaMikdash, into the Azorah. It should be shechted outside. Let's say it was shechted inside the Azorah. So he learns that this pasuk is coming to say that the basar is also b'hano. V'yata mashlo kel v'chun shuj ma'zora. That chun shuj ma'zora we can't give to the dogs. You can't have any hano from that. It's also, not only can't eat it, but it's an iser hano. And the Mura just finishes off the cheshbin over here by saying, v'idoch chun shuj ma'zora lav d'raisi. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, we just said that pasuk of Oishtoi, that it says by Treifa, that's acting as the source for Kol Yisurin Shebatayra. So what's he gonna hold concerning Chul Shenishchetu Ba'azora? I'll just point out over here, there's one point over there, right? Rashi mentions over here that by Chul Shenishchetu Ba'azora, being that it doesn't, the Loshon Achil in the pasuk is not talking specifically about Chul Shenishchetu Ba'azora. The whole Isra over there is some kind of, we're deriving it from the pasuk. So therefore, you don't really have the Loshon Achila over there in that pasuk. So that's why Chul Shenishchetu Ba'azora, in order to have an Isra Hano, you need a specific reference, even according to Rabbi Avohu. So therefore, the Mor makes the Cheshbon. So Chul Shenishchetu Ba'azora, that you wouldn't know that it's also Bano unless you could use this word oisai, which says that you could throw it to the dogs by treifa, and we'll make a deep, but other places you can't, that would be chon shenishchetu ba'azora. Being that Yehuda, we just mentioned, needs the pasuk for an isar no for kol yisurin shebatayra, that's what's megala to us, that the word achila is hano. So according to him, he doesn't have a pasuk to tell us that chon shenishchetu ba'azora should be also parno. Therefore, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it should come out that there is no source that chon shenishchetu ba'azora also parno, and therefore it should be mutar parno. And this is how Rashi learns the Gemara. Rashi says chon shenishchetu ba'azora da'asir parno lav d'raisa. When the Gemara says chon shenishchetu ba'azora lav d'raisa, but Rashi learns the Gemara is as follows, that what we mean is like this, that this that we're familiar with, this that Chul Shenishchetu Ba'azora is also Bahano, the Isser Hano is Lav D'Raisa. It's only a Din Rabon. It's Meduyik in Rashi that we're only talking about the Isser Hano. However, the Isser Achila from Rashi would be Mevuyer, that's not in question, that's definitely an Isser D'Raisa. So this Machlek is the Gemara in Kedushin in other places. As far as chulin shenishchetu ba'azora, whether it's deraisa or not, according to Rashi, it's only a question of hano. Tosfos, right away on the second Tosfos, takes issue on this. Chumash Nishlu Bazor Lav Deraisa, Pirsha Kuntris, Isser Hano. What's Lav Deraisa? The Isser Hano. As opposed to the whole concept, the whole Isser itself, even Isser Achilum. Tosfos says, Loi Mashmer Pshat HaAlocha Kein, Elo Legamri Ka'omer. Tosfos says that the Mashmois doesn't seem to be like that. It sounds like Chumash Bazor would seem to imply that the whole concept, that it's prohibited as an Isra at all, in any form, Zol Avderaisa, El Legamri Ka'omer Avderaisa. V'chein B'soiv Shmaita, we'll get there hopefully soon, Gabeho Da'omar, Iko B'nayu Chun Shenishkertu Ba'azoro. So this is the first to the Gemara that we're going to see today, that in the Soiv Shmaitin, also that's what the Gemara means, and Taisu says, over there, the way we have the Girsa in the Tosis, it would seem to be saying that Tosis seems to be saying that in the Gemara later on, that we'll see, there's a strong proof, a strong riot to the way Tosis is learning. Over there, there's no other way to learn. You know, it would sound like in this Gemara over here that maybe we could accept Rashi. There's no proof from this Gemara in itself. That's not what it means, other than the Pashtus Haloshim. But it would sound like from Taisvis that he's saying that the Gemara later on would yet be a raya. And we'll see in the Foshim talk about this. Is there more of a raya there or not? What does Taisvis mean? Marshal. Right. We'll just continue on a little bit in the Taisvis just to see how the Marshal learns the Taisvis. Taisvis continues and says, Uperk Misha Omar Reini Nozir, Shama Chaver Omar Vani. In the Gemara, Meseches Nozer Porich Lamando Omar Delechancha B'Mitzvus Hokamaisi Chulin Lazor. The Gemara asks a question over there that, you know, how could we bring a korban on someone who's really not mechuyev or cotton? You're bringing Chulin Lazor. U'mishani. The Gemara answers Kosova Chunsh Lazor Lav Deraisa. The Gemara answers that the reason why you could bring a korban for a cotton who really is not mechuyev a carbon is because chun shnish bazar is lav deraisa. On that Tosfos says that Gemara would imply that this mandama holds that there's no issur at all. V'i le'inyan issur achila have a deraisa. And if it were to be that everyone holds that the issur achila is the raisa like Rashi, and the question just is: No, akati tikchi lehich hakor benechel hakad the korban be eaten. The mashma hasam shenechel. The Gemara of there would be mashma that we're bringing a korban for someone who's not really mechuyev a korban, and there's really no problem because even though in truth it's chulin and mushechli in nazara, but that's fine because this mandamar holds that chulin shenishlu bazara is lav the raisa. Now, Tosfos says, I mean, we're acting with that as if it's a korban and it will be eaten. Now, were it to be, like Rashi says, achun shenishlu mazor, there's no question, it's definitely osur ba'achila, so how could it be eaten? The sugi over there would be mashmed, it's going to be eaten. So therefore, Tosfos proves from over there that the manda omar, achun shenishlu mazor, is lav deraisa, means there's no is deraisa at all. And it can be eaten also. The fact that the shechita was done in Azorah has no effect at all, and it's fine. It's a good shechita, shechita schun, and it could be eaten. Now, if you notice on the side over here, from over here, we'll make mention. See Girsas Rasho. See the Girsa of the Marsho over here, Biperek. You see right in the Taisis by this star over here. The way Taisis reads. You see that over there? You have it by you?
A different print.
Oh. Yeah. What do you have? Do we have like some kind of letter maybe right before over Perek Misha Omar?
Yeah, a test.
Okay. Test, and it sends you over to the side. They say, Kirsus Masho Biperek. Is that what it says?
Uh-huh.
So the Masho takes out the Vov from Tosfos. And the reason why he does that is because, like we mentioned, Tosfos says that refers to a strong proof. Ef shel farish b'inyan acher, right? Now the way, if you go with the vav in Tosfos, so it would seem to be saying that by us in the sugi on Daf Chov Gimel, over there it's the Efshel Faris Binyan Acher. There's a strong proof from the Mor on Daf Chov Gimel that when the Mor over here refers to Chun Shnishka Bazor Lav Der Daisa, it means there's no Isra at all, even in Isra Achila. There's a proof from over there. Now the Mashal is bothered by the question, Mashal's question, that why is it arrived from there any more than over here? And therefore the Mashal adjusts the Taisvis, and he says Taisvis doesn't mean, when he refers to this strong proof to the Gemara later on, he's really referring to the Gemara Nozir. Right? So that's why he's saying over here that he says, "Ef shalafash bin yinacher beperek misha omar." Right? That's what the "Ef shalafash bin yinacher" is. The raya, the stronger proof that Taisus is saying, is not referring to the Gemara later on. It's referring to the Gemara Nozir. But in truth, the Gemara later on is not any stronger of a raya than the Gemara by us. Mashal has a way how to learn it, which the Mashal is not so happy with. And therefore, Mashal is happy to learn Taisvis this way, right? I mean, maybe he had the gears in the first place like this, so that's why he was able to learn like this. Now, let's just pick up over here. Right? Everyone saw the Gemara over here from here on in. Many kashas that the Gemara has. And as we mentioned, in some of the places, like for example, by Shor HaNiskau, the Loshon of the Pasuk is Lo Yayochel es Besoroi. Right, Loshon of Lo Yayochel by Orlo, also Lo Yayochel, which, as we mentioned before, in Cheshbon, such a loshon, really everyone holds, should mean an Issa Hanos. So when the Gemara is asking these questions, that you have these Isurim, and more brings Rais, that they're Mutar Bahano, so it really shouldn't be a question only on Rabbi Avo, it's a question on Chizki also. So if you look at Rabbi Nechananel, he clearly speaks that out. As a matter of fact, I think you've seen Rashi also. There's a Rashi also, if you noticed. You see the Rashi over there?
Yisra Hama Mamashma.
Very good,
right. And in these two places, the Rebbe Chananel speaks out also very clearly, Kash Tavayu. Yeah. Now, let's just speak out this piece of Gemara, because this next piece of Gemara on Daf Chav Gimel, Omer Aleph, by Shrotzim, adds something new to the Cheshbon here. It's even more about Reish Rotzim. Reish Rotzim, Achon Omer Sheketz Hu Lo Ye Yochel. Also Loshen Yochel. Tanan Tzaydi Chayev Oifes V'dogam Shizam Lehem Minim Tmeim Tom Lemoichem Menochem. Over here, the right Loshon Lo Yochel in the Pasuk. And the Mishnah over there is Mivuyer, that there's a Heter Hano. Right? If they happen to catch in the traps Shrotzim, it's mutter to sell it. You may have Hano from it. So Nati Mora says, Shani Hos Noma Kro Lochem, Shulachem Yehei. There's a specific Heter that the Pasuk mentions. On that, the Gemara asks, "Yochel afilu lechatchila nami." The heter over here is only if you happen to catch it in your net, but to catch them in the first place and to sell them, it's not mutter. Now, if it's based on lechem, so Why not lechatchila? The Gemara says Shani Hochad Amakro Yehu Bava Yosin Yehu. Fine. Right, so that's where the Pshara comes from. It would seem to be interesting that you have this will be a source to a lechatchila din deraisa, some kind of thing, right? You don't even question whether you have such a thing by the deraisa we're trying to talk about. Akaponim lechizkio. Now the market thing is lechizkio lomali lemichtav lo yeyochel umaisi lechem lemishrayo lo lichtach monalech leboi lechem. More ask the kash like this. That more asking a kash specifically on chizkio, which is fouls. And so according to Rabbi Avohu, any Loshna Achila would imply an Issa Hano. So, in order for the Torah, and this is how the Torah does in all the other places, that when the Torah wants to limit to an Issa Achila, the Torah has to be mefarad it. And that's how we know that Loshna Achila in this Pasuk is only an Issa Achila, not an Issa Hano. According to Chizkia, that it's only because of the special usage that the Torah used, Lashon Yeyochel. If the Torah would have said Leisoichal over here, then it would have only referred to Iser Achila in the first place. So therefore the Gemara is asking that according to Chizkia, we have to ask ourselves over here, that the Torah wrote a Lashon over here of Lo Yeyochel, which was unnecessary because that caused us now to give the Pasuk of Lachem to be Matavit. So wouldn't it have been easier just to let the Torah use a usage of Achila which doesn't have the mashmois of Issa Hano? That's the Gemara's kasha. And then now the Torah has to write another word over here, lochem, in order to be matter because loshen yeyochel has mashmois of Issa Hano. That's the Gemara's kasha. And that Gemara says, "Amla Chizkia, time bididi nami mehacho." Chizkia says that the source to my din is from over here. Is actually from over here. Right, this is what we were referring to. We mentioned before that Chizkia's din also needs a source and has a source. If you look in the Rashi over here, time bididi. Rashi says, "Damino lo yeyochel mash mahano." This that I said that loshen lo yeyochel is mash mishano meha nafkali. It comes from over here. The ilav haikra dechsev lo yeyochel. Had it not been for this pasuk, which the pasuk first says lo yeyochel, the su pasuk lachem lemishnayim, but you have gedana lo yeyochel isahanohu. I wouldn't have known to say that. So this is an important breakthrough in the Gemara. Because the last, first couple of blad, it sounds like, remember Rashi explains it on right over there, it sounds like this is an intrinsic thing, that this is that the Willa Yochel, is mashma loitehe bayano, like Rashi explains. Then, it doesn't need any source, because that's, when you read the post, that's what it implies. But you see from the Gemara over here, that even that in itself needs a source. Without that, we wouldn't have said that. And only because the Torah by Shrotzen, which uses the Lashon of Lo Yeyochel, and the Torah continues to give a heter, that implies that the word Lo Yeyochel that the Torah uses in other places is an Issa Hano. Fine. Now let's turn to over here. Let's see this piece over here on Omer Beis. After the Gemara asks all the questions, the Gemara wants to know now. If so what's the machlokes? Where do they differ? The Gemara says like this around a little bit above the middle of the Omer. On Chaf Yomam and Beis, Michtei Zvino Kol Hani Kroy, we asked all from all these psukim, Vishaninu, and we answered them. Chizkiyo of Rabbi Avohu b'may pligi. So, what is the machlekes? What where did we end up with the machlekes Chizkiyo Rabbi Avohu? The Gemara says, "Bechometz bePesach v'alibud Rabbanon." The machlekes is going to be, what's the source of chometz bePesach according to the Rabbanon? Meaning to say, like we mentioned in passing, Rabbi Yosi Aglili, he holds that chometz is mutar b'hano. But Rabbanon hold the chometz also b'hano. What's the source? That's how the sugya started. And Mishor Haniskal, Valiba Divri Akoil. Mishor Haniskal, as we saw in the sugya, that what's the source by Mishor Haniskal, the Isser Hano. Chizkiya Nofaklei Miloi Yeyochel, Ebevo Nofaklei Minveilam. Chizkiya learns from the Lashon of Lo Yeyochel. Rambo learns from Nevela. When we say Nevela, that's referring to, according to Reb Meir, the source that the Lashon Achila is an Isser Hano. Now, let's get over this. I want to get to this piece right over here, just to make this cheshbon. Zok the Gemara. Mai binayu. Is there any difference in halacha between Rabbi Avo and Chizkiyo? What comes out of this whole sugya, we might have differences in sources, where things come from, but what's the difference in halacha? Mai binayu. So, Timur ik binayu chulin shnishchtu bazor. The nafkamina will be chulin shnishchtu bazor. What the din is by chulin shnishchtu bazor? Now, like this, we never mentioned until now the cheshbonis that we made in the sugi before were all going according to Rabbi Avohu, and we were cheshbonis Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. Now, based on those cheshbonis, it should also come out now according to Chizkiya, because the cheshbon that we made over there was that the din of Chulin Bazaru, whether it's talking according to Rashi, right? The question of the Isra Hanob, the Raisa, if there is going to be such a din, then it has to come from the Oisai, that it says by Trefa. Right? By Trefa, Lakel Tashlich and Oisai, that's a Dik, which is Mash Madafke here, by Trefa, that you could give it to those that Heter Hanob, but other places you can't. That will be the source. Now, that's the source, and the Gemara tells us over there, that's really dependent on Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir, whether that's available or not, because according to Rabbi Yehuda, we need that for Rabbi Avohu's din of Kol Tarakula, who tells us the Lashon Achila is an Isser, is a Hano, all over. But that's all according to Rabbi Avohu, but according to Chizkiya, Chizkiya doesn't have such a halacha. So therefore, according to Chizkiya, it should follow that the oise that says in the Pasuk, there should be no machlekes between Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda as far as that's concerned, and therefore everyone will be able to use that Pasuk for the Issa Hano of Chulin Bazar, even according to Reb Yehuda. Let's see the Gemara. That's the Gemara saying over here. Ma benai, ik benai chulin to Bazar, chizki sovar lo yeyochel lim ute hani, oise Lemutei chulin shnishkutu ba'azoro. Rabbi Avohu sovar oisoi lemutei hani. And chulin shnishkutu ba'azoro lav deraisin inu. Now the Gemara over here doesn't speak out in the Tanoim. If you look in the Rashi, Rashi makes the cheshbon for us that according to which of the Tanoim are we referring to. Rashi says, Ika binayu chulin shnishkutu ba'azoro. Zokt Rashi Valibel Rabbi Yehuda to Omar Menevela Lemotzi Lemigmar. That this is all only according to Rabbi Yehuda. That Rabbi Yehuda, you know, in Rabbi Avohu's Shita, that he couldn't learn from Nevela because Ledvarim Kechsovim also. He needs it for Dvarim Kechsovim. That's why according to Rabbi Avohu, this pasuk over here acted as a source for the Isar Noah in the Loshon Achila that you have by Kol Torah Kula. And that's why the Cheshbon before was that according to Rabbi Yehuda, he has no source for the din of Chulin Bazor, for the Isano of Chulin Bazor. Rashi says, the Chizkiya Sovar Hani Trei, these two places, Midashani Bidibure, since the Torah used Loshon of Seyochel, it's these two places are also Ula Kelev Tashlich and Oisai, Loi Hutzrich Lemait Es Elu. According to Chizkiya, you know, if you're following Chizkiya, his entire Shita will be similar to that of Rabbi Avos, Rabbi Meir, that we have Kol Torah Kula is taking care of otherwise, before you come to Treifa. So the Pasuk by Treifa could be talking to Chulin Shnishul Tumbazor. So that's why he's saying over here that according to Chizkiya, Oisai, Ulakel Tashin Oisai, Loi Hutzuch Lemaidis Elu, Ula Oisrim Bano, Vachi also, so therefore, according to Chizkiya, even according to Yehuda, according to everyone, Chi also, Lem Ute Chulin Shnishul Bazor also, Ukud Precious Liel. Rabbi Avo Sovar, Rabbi Avo holds En Chilk Ben Lo Yeochel Ben Lo Yeochel Ben Lo Yeochel. There's no difference in these Lashonis. Ve'itzchuch Oisai Lemute Hani, and therefore, according to him, according to Yehuda, right, the word Oisai is acting as the source for Kol Torah Kula when it uses Lashonis of Achila. It's an Isser Hano. Ve'hochi Mashma Treifa. By treifa, even though I wrote olav bachila, animat lecha hanasa over here, and I'm giving you a special heter on hano. The loshen that the Torah asked it really could have answered hano, but I'm speaking it over here specifically in order to give you a heter. Like helav tashlichen oisay, avol loy chometz v'shar niskal. But other places, and he's talking about, right, the reason I'm actually talking about this is because this is where actually the halacha where it comes out. Right, the other places also, right, that might have been what the Torah meant before the Torah gave us the specific heter, the dam for chulu. Right, but by these places over here, in truth, chometz and shara niskal, when the Torah says loshen achila, it's coming to answer Hano. And like we saw the more over there, the reason why more speaks out at Leach's Pesor is really for the dinner of the Or. But the Etzim Issa Hano on the Basar, we know. On that, Rashi continues, Chulin Bazor Olav Deraisa. Therefore, now this is all talking in Rabbi Yehuda Shita, right? So what's Rabbi Yehuda going to hold? Like more mentioned before, Chol Shnuch Tu Bazor Lav Deraisa. Vechi Om Rabbi Avo Lo Yoichal Isa Hano Mashma Aliba Demer Omro Telesle Ledvorim Kichsovim. When Rabbi Avo said that the Isser of Lo Yoichal includes an Isser Hano coming from Nevelo, that was according to Reb Meir. The last lay ledvarim kichsovim, umid the itzchach l'mishin Nevelo. This is the Rashi is reminding us of the Gemara before. Umid the itzchach l'mishin Nevelo mechlal the shari surim kengan chomis shari niskal asiri. V'lav mishum shine haloshen. According to Rabbi Avo, it has nothing to do with the specific usage. Shein chilek bein lo yoichel lo yoichel lo yoichel Rabbi Avo. Ela umid the itzchach l'mishin Nevelo. For Oyster Reb Meir, so if that's so according to Reb Meir, this pasuk that you have by Treifa Oysai is a mutei cholin bazorim. So that's what Mar means. Mar says that it comes out that there's a machlek is the halacha between Rabbi Avo and Chizkiya according to Shitas Rabbi Yehuda in the din of chun shenishutu bazorim. Now, like we mentioned before, right, in that Tosfos, this Shita happens to be that when we say that there's a machlekes chun shenishnu ba'zoro, whether it's the rice lav the raisa, is not like Rashi. Taisus holds that it's mutter midraisa, even ba'achila it's mutter. And this is the Gemara, right, that Taisus refers to, which is in question between the Mefarshim, whether Taisus holds that there's a raya from this piece of Gemara any more than the previous piece of Gemara. Now, if you see this Gemara inside, right, we don't see why there will be a raya over here any more than the Gemara before. And the truth is, if you look in the Mashal, there's a Mashal, I think it's over here, on Chof Gimel and Beis, that he explains the Taisus back over there, and he also explains that it's not actually referring to this piece of Gemara over here, but it's referring to a little bit later. That's where he sees that there might be a stronger ayah. And that's what we mentioned before. So the Mashal learns that Taisa Taka doesn't mean to bring a ayah from this piece of Gemara more than there. And the Hoichocha that Taisa is bringing is really from the Sugya in Nozin. Okay, so that's what comes out till this point in the sugya. Mr. Shem, next time we'll pick up from over here. But this is Gemara after Lachar Kichlis HaKoyl, after Gemara made all the Cheshbainis, so there's a Machlekes over here, and what, where the initial Loshen Issa HaNoah can come from. But as Gemara made all the Cheshbainis, that we have Psukim, according to Rabbi Avo, all those places where it says Loshen Achila, he has sources to be Mater the HaNoah, so La Halacha doesn't come out any different. And they're just these two places where it remains in Isser Hano, but everyone agrees on that. Therefore, La Halacha, there's no Machlaikis. And the Gemara says that the only Machlaikis Halacha that should come out is according to Shitz Rav Yehuda, will there be in Isser Hano by Chul and Shinuch Ma'azora? That's the Machlaikis, whether the Oisei that it says by Treifa, is that available to tell me the Isser Hano by Chul and Shinuch Ma'azora, or I really need that Kontrabevo as the source for the din of the Loshen Achila, which is Mashma Issa Hano and Kol Terkul.